us, the Lord's Supper is one, and water baptism is the other. And during the communion service, we remember who Jesus was and what he did for us. He was the Lamb of God who was slaughtered for us. And what that means in human terms is he was arrested, tried, convicted, and sentenced to death in two trials. The Jewish trials done by the Sanhedrin, the Jewish leaders, and the Roman trials done by Pontius Pilate. In those Jewish trials, he was arrested, tried, and convicted for the crime of blasphemy because he claimed to be the Son of God, the Messiah. And he was convicted of blasphemy because they didn't believe him. They said, no, you're not the Son of God. You're not the Christ. And so they said, you're guilty of blasphemy. If they had believed him, they would have bowed down and worshipped him. But the Jewish leaders in the Sanhedrin rejected him and convicted him of blasphemy because they disbelieved that he was the Christ. And the punishment for blasphemy under Jewish law was death. But they couldn't execute him. They needed Pontius Pilate's permission. So they went to Pilate. And they said, we have convicted this man, Jesus of Nazareth. And under our law, he should be executed. But Pilate, when he tried him, found nothing wrong. Pilate said, I find no wrong in this man. He hasn't done anything wrong. But giving in to the pressure, caving to the pressure from the Jewish leaders who were clamoring for his crucifixion, for his death, Pilate gave in. Didn't want to have disruption there in Jerusalem during the feast of the Passover. And he issued the execution order. And that order was that he be crucified, hung on a cross until he was dead. And the way that worked in Roman process, their execution process, this type of execution, the crucifixion, was reserved for the scum of Rome, for the lowest of criminals. And the way it worked was they would first torture the criminal, torture the man before they hung him on the cross. They would subject him to a whipping, what we call scourging, an old English word, where one or two Roman soldiers would remove the flesh from the back of the man by whipping. And that was to get the criminal ready, primed for death. On the edge of death, but not dead yet, just on the edge. And then they would hang him on a cross with nails through his wrists and through his feet. And the way physically that crucifixion killed the criminal was that he suffocated. He suffocated because the weight of his body would push down on his lungs. And that's why you would the man who was on the cross would push up on the nail that was in his feet to try and open his lungs to get a little bit of oxygen. And so the Roman soldiers, often with men who were being crucified, they would break their legs so they couldn't push up on that nail to just get a breath of air. So that's the crucifixion and the brutality that Jesus of Nazareth went through in his death on the cross. But despite all of that horror, that's actually not what gives us salvation. That's actually not what makes us at peace with God. It's what the Father did to Jesus on the cross. When he took my sins and your sins and he poured them out on him from noon to 3 o'clock when the earth was black, when it was a private moment between the Father and the Son, and when the Father poured his wrath out on him for me and for you. And that's why the prophet Isaiah says, the Lord was pleased to crush him. God the Father was pleased to crush God the Son, and God the Son was pleased to submit to him for me and for you. That's who we remember in our communion service this morning. And a couple of items before we enter the communion service. The ritual of communion is designed for believers to remember their Savior, to remember Jesus and what he did for us. And so if there's anybody here who's not a believer, we'd ask that you just let the elements pass by you. If there's someone here who's not a member of Sugar Land Bible Church, we'd encourage you to participate just like any other believer. And then secondly, the communion service is designed as a serious ritual, a somber ritual, for us to remember our Savior, for believers to remember their Savior. And so the Apostle Paul makes clear that we should take this seriously. So let's take a moment of silent prayer to prepare our hearts for worship. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to worship your Son who told us to do this in remembrance of him. We're grateful for your actions and his actions in the act of his death, which we proclaim today. And we ask that you flood our thoughts and our emotions with the memory and the reality of the peace that we have been given, how we are no longer at war with you because of the death of Jesus Christ that he did for us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The bread represents the body of Christ, who he was. And with these thoughts in mind of who he was, we'll pass out the bread at this time. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Shall we eat together?" The scripture tells us that the wages of sin is death. And that was our eternal destiny, eternal death. But God said, I don't want that to be your destiny. I want your destiny to be eternal life. And so that's where Jesus came in. And that is Jesus's death, that he died for us as our substitute. And that's why on the cross, when he hung, he screamed out. And this is the only time during the suffering and crucifixion of Jesus that the scripture records that he screamed out. I'm sure he screamed out and groaned during the beatings. But the only time that it's described and recorded in scripture is when he hung on the cross and there was darkness. And he screamed out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is Aramaic for my God, why have you forsaken me? That was when the Father was crushing the Son with our sins and with his fierce wrath and judgment. And so that death that Jesus died for us is represented in his blood. It's represented in the cup. The cup represents the blood of Christ, which is representative of the death that he died for us and what he did for us in making peace between us and God. And so at this time, we'll pass out the cup. Also on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup and said, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. Shall we drink together?" Father, we thank you for this opportunity to have participated in the communion service and in this remembrance of your Son who was slaughtered for us as our substitute. And we ask that you continue to challenge us to be mindful of his work, who he was, what he did for us, and not just to think about it once a month. And we pray these things in his name. Amen.